Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg. Yeah, I know, but we thought we'd get a jump on Christmas music.
Oh, man,
on this
you can
Thanksgiving
play it
morning.
I'll take that anytime.
Well, you know, here, a little.
Oh,
Vince,
yeah, man.
Vince Garibaldi, got to throw that in there. But
much.
I did that for another reason why. As we say, good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And happy Thanksgiving. Good morning to you folks in Avondale Estates.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Home of the first Waffle House, I believe.
Are you sure about that?
I think that's the home of Waffle House.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was gonna say something else, and
what else?
But then the Waffle House thing just threw me.
Yeah, man. You want to go to the first one? I think it's kind of like a Waffle House kind of museum kind of now.
Well, it should be.
It should be.
Come to think about it,
it should be.
The reason I had we threw the Christmas stuff in there because we're not gonna be here Saturday. He would have turned 100 years old, Charles Schulz.
Wow.
So today, and we're going to be back with you tomorrow morning, we're going to play some Charlie Brown music.
That's all right.
We're going to make you think about Charlie Brown. And this is a Charlie Brown Thanksgiving too, right?
Yeah.
I don't know when it aired. It should air today at some point.
There's the Great Pumpkin.
Yep.
And then there's
and my father.
And then that's the Thanksgiving. Then there's Christmas. Merry Christmas, Charlie Brown.
Yeah, the Great Pumpkin is the one he'd always call me. Wherever I was, whatever I was doing, I had to watch it with him.
Yeah.
He liked him some Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
Anyway, as we sit here on this Thanksgiving morning, again, we say to you, thank you for letting us be a part of your Thanksgiving morning. I want to remind you, December 17th, that Saturday, Sam and I return Saturday mornings, 8 a.m., and we'll be talking, among other things, Celebration Bowl, and a shout-out to John Grant, who sent us a nice message this morning.
Absolutely, absolutely. He did wish us a happy Thanksgiving, and shout-out to John Grant and he's going to be a busy man here.
He's
got to find out who his final teams are going to be, and then he'll get going to play here. We know that one is North Carolina Central. We're not sure who will represent the Southwestern Athletic Conference. They got to have their conference championship game and the number of the things that have to happen. Jackson State, yep, sure, they're in front and center, but they got to get through somebody else in order to get here to Atlanta. So
really? Sam?
Uh-oh.
What do they do?
Uh-oh.
Like it's really a debate. Really in doubt.
What did everybody think when they came to play here last year?
I'm not saying they're going to win the Celebration Bowl. But they're coming.
Yeah, you know.
The only way they don't win the SWAC championship game is the bus breaks down on the way.
Well, that's what we kind of think. But people thought they were going to come through here and boat race South Carolina State last year, man.
Well, we'll see what happens when they get here, but they're coming. All those hotel rooms are booked with JSU alumni.
I know it. I know some folks who, they are pretty confident that Jackson State will be coming to play in that game. Go ahead.
What we need to talk to Mr. Grant about is getting that game moved back. It should not be a 12 noon kickoff. That gives that game a little bit of a disrespect. Not say disrespect, but it doesn't give you the chance to give the full day experience with that 12 o'clock
game. Well,
But 12 o'clock, you're the first one on.
Yeah, I was going to say, what else is playing that game?
And that's why they don't want to give back that spot. I know you're thinking about more of the social.
Yeah.
All right, I'm putting the emphasis. We're putting emphasis back inside the stadium. We can have this conversation. You know where I'm with that. We want to show good football. And so we want the nation to see that HBCUs play good football. So we put them on at 12 o'clock before any of the other bowl games.
Okay.
I'm more than okay with it.
Okay. And my question was, and I know what he's talking later on in the day. Mid afternoon at 3:30 kickoff or somewhere in there.
And no. The 12 noon is the thing. It's the first thing in people's mind. That's where this game has been. I know some people would like to have a parade the morning before the game. You like to have some things like that. But there's not a whole lot of time for tailgate. The emphasis is inside the stadium.
So you don't want some folks all as Peyton Manning likes to say, all liquored up.
Well, no, you got time to do that. You were just saying it's a 12 noon start. And so, I'm totally cool with that. And got to give a shout out to somebody before we get into our NFL and our World Cup. Shout out to a man named Coy Dumas. And if you go to my social media Facebook page, you'll see that I was honored, really, to get a chance to interview this man a couple of weeks ago. He is celebrating 50 years as a MARTA bus operator. Now, we know what it's like to drive around this town in our own cars. And just be responsible for ourselves. But here's someone who has moved human life through this city for 50 years. And he don't want to retire anytime soon. Yeah, because he still brings some joy. He enjoys passing along his passion for service to the younger drivers and operators who are coming in to MARTA, and the people with MARTA simply love him. And he dresses the part. He has like a captain's hat that he wears. You know, he's very official because he started, back in the day. And if you ask him, he can tell you about the different buses because, the buses have been different. You had a bus work like a stick. Mm-hmm. You think of you driving that thing, you get through these little narrow streets in this town, and but.
I got two questions for him.
Yep.
I got a question and something I want to do. But my first question is, what did y'all talk about in the break room after that implosion of the Georgia Dome and that one bus driver just parked in front of everybody cameras couldn't see the implosion?
That wasn't him. They probably
I know it wasn't him, but I'm sure they had a conversation in the break room about so and so.
Oh, I'm sure. At some point, the people talked about that. That kind of put MARTA on the map nationally.
And the other thing is, I'm saying, okay, I know you don't want to retire. But let me talk to you about still driving, but you can drive around, The Rock, Denzel, Scarlett Johansson, all these actors and actresses that are here in town. Get him a job at one of the he's probably in the union already.
Yeah.
And get him on set and let him be one of the drivers who drive these stars around. And what will happen is one of the big stars will take a liking to him and make him their personal driver.
Their personal guy.
And there's a number of people who work here so much they got houses here. And that dude who I just got through working with is one of them. Now, he probably got his own folks because he's got Team Rock, who I met, which is really funny.
But you know what, though? In talking with him, he feels like the people who have been riding with him for 50 years, that they're stars. And when people get on his bus, he refers to them as his guests. Okay. He was still very old school in that. New drivers that come along, he refers to them as cadets. Because that's what they would call back when he started driving, 1972. So,
that was the year before Jimmy was even governor.
So I'm just saying the things he's seen change, in this area. The rail came in and said, well, you want to work the rail? No, I want to drive the bus because I want to deliver people from their homes to where they're going. That's just what he wants to do.
Well, dude, shout out. Just stay safe, dude.
Shout out to
the craziness out there right now.
Shout out to Mr. Coy Dumas.
And
congratulations. Now, we got this little garden party going on.
We got this little garden party,
and the United States was actually invited this time because, we ain't been to this for a minute.
You talking about the World Cup.
And I
have my own thoughts. I have the same sort of nonplussed thoughts about it that you have about covering football on Thanksgiving up in Detroit.
Okay.
Ain't got nothing to do with pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
I didn't like the way this was handled from the beginning. We all saw it. We saw the money grab by Seth Blatter, however you say his name, who's no longer in that position. And a lot of it had to do with, I guess, that Qatar giving them the World Cup was the last straw. But, and because the U.S. hasn't had a presence in a while. This country's been focusing more on what the ladies been doing as far as soccer lately.
Yeah. Yep.
In the last decade
plus. Well, they've been winning. So. They win the whole thing. So but that's just it. So the men are back in. They were winning against Wales. They end up having a 1-1 draw. But we've had some other surprises in this thing so far. I mean, we just had one. What, Japan beat Germany? That was a big surprise. Argentina.
The one I was going to say, Argentina.
Argentina loses. You know, yeah. I watched some of the Australia and France. And Australia scored the first goal, and people were like, uh-oh. And then France said, okay, wait a minute, let me show y'all. They went on and made an example out of them. you know? So, I mean, it's off to a great start. I mean, we got some matches coming up today, too. People, you know, we got football to watch. We got football to watch today. So,
do you really sit and I mean, you're looking for a certain country, obviously, and you start with the USA. But have you sat and watched other matches for extended parts of time or a whole match? Anybody else, you just sort of dip in and dip out?
Just getting parts of it and just watching it. And it's one of those things where, just like kind of like the Olympics, you're going to catch the ones and the people who hang around and stay around, you're going to get to know more about and have some feeling or emotion about. I think that's kind of how this will work for a number of people if you're not, you know, really, really super tuned into the game. I think that's what it is. And the conversation is around you everywhere you go. There are people who are observing it and watching it. So that's the thing. But don't forget, we have Atlanta Soccer tonight here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Jason Longshore and Jeff Charman. So they get you updated and let you know what's happening, a recap of each and every day's activity.
We got to thank Jason. Well, I have to thank Jason.
Yeah.
Because he was actually supposed to be with me tomorrow. Because you, Mr. Crenshaw, will be doing your Friday night show. So there was a question about whether or not you were going to be here. So we had lined things up. Mike Conti had reached out to Jason, and I had saw him at our get-together, our whoop-de-doo for the 10th anniversary, and thanked him. But he has still made himself available if we want to talk to him tomorrow.
Okay, outstanding.
But if he's up late tonight, we ain't going to call him and wake him up at 6:45. He's not going to be like the Maze coach serving breakfast and all that. But want to thank Jason for that.
But he's up because he gets up and watch that 5 a.m. match every day.
So you're saying if we call Jason in our last segment,
mm-hmm. yeah,
he would be there.
The second match is starting by the time our last segment.
Well, let's do a little experiment and see what's what. Don't call him now and give him a heads up. We'll just see. Don't nobody. Y'all don't tell him we're going to call. We'll find that out. We are going to talk to a movie star next. Or a guy on his way to become a movie star. You know him locally at Fox 5 on the sports team. Myles Garrett, come tell us what we can expect from this Falcons-Washington game and what we saw with that Bears game and anything else Falcons-related. He's going to join us next. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Take us with you on the Odyssey app, and happy, happy, happy Thanksgiving.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It's Sam and Greg working on a Thanksgiving morning. More like 6 to 9. We're getting off just as folks getting ready to start their day.
How about that?
Regular Monday through Friday. As we sit here on this Thanksgiving morning, sitting in for John and Hugh, but also just kicking off this holiday weekend for everybody, and you making us a part of it. We can't thank you enough. I played that one for anybody who loves the song, but this was the day it was released.
Was it?
9 to 5, released on this day. Pick the year. Off the top of your head.
Oh, man.
Mm.
84.
Ooh, 4 years off. 1980.
Okay.
1980. Wow. I think the movie came out in 81.
80. Wow.
I want to make a statement, and you tell me if this is fair or not. Can you argue that Dolly Parton is the most, and this is the word I'm reaching for, important, influential country western star of all time? And I say that because of, not just because of her, because of her recordings and the stuff that she's written that's been recorded and provided the biggest hits for other artists.
Right.
I can't think of nobody else on the planet that got their own amusement park. raising money for charity for that thing. Got their own amusement park and was just given $100 million.
I would say most influential.
By Bezos. Bezos.
Because it's so much more than just the
exactly.
music.
Exactly. You know, is that a fair statement?
That's most influential for sure. Without a doubt.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just want to make sure. We got to welcome our guests on here. Speaking of people who have been in movies, like Dolly, I met this guy on the set of Fantasy Football. The movie premieres tomorrow night. If you have not seen the trailer for Fantasy Football, which Eric got to meet the star last week.
You know, how about that?
Omar out there. He's out there. Showed up. He's been out at the Falcons games, the director and the producer. But we're the glue that holds that movie together. Come on. Right, Miles?
Yeah, I mean, this movie wouldn't be a thing without the sports announcers that have their crazy lines in this one. So I'm expecting a lot of credit when this one comes out.
Miles Garrett from Fox 5 Sports joining us right now. Like I said, he is a reporter in the movie. But dude, I gave you the tools to get your name up on the IMDb page, and I looked today, and it's not there. Are you going to get credit for your role? Yeah.
I made it last night.
Oh, you? Well, I know you're in the movie. I don't even know if I'm in the movie. I would assume because there's another person in the scene with me who's she would be running up and down the street and yelling, and I would have heard about it if we were cut out. But you knew somebody who's seen the trailer. I mean, seen the actual production, correct?
Yes. Yeah, I had someone who I'm not quite sure, a friend of my mom's, believe it or not, who was at the premiere and said that she saw that I guess I made it. So I guess that's good news for me.
Did you get an invite to the premiere?
No, I didn't. What
me
news?
Either. Me either.
Yikes.
Yeah. Maybe that does say so. As long as we get to an invite to the rap party.
Yikes.
But anyway, yeah, Fantasy Football hits we'll start streaming on Friday night. But it is my first time on Nickelodeon. This is a Nickelodeon-backed project, so
wow.
You got to like that. Anyway, Miles, it's been a few weeks since we have talked to you. Thank you again for getting up and being a part of the show. And listen, there was all kinds of talk about what the Falcons were going to go up against with the Bears last week, and they actually pulled out the win. This is a team, as we sit here on the 24th day of November, as we head into December, relevant in a way that nobody thought going into this season. Your thoughts on the Chicago game and where they sit right now?
Yeah, absolutely. First of all, happy Thanksgiving to you guys. Hope it's a good day for y'all. But I think that perspective that the Falcons were going to be one of, if not the worst team in the NFL this year, is more of a national perspective. And I think we've talked about this before, just going back to the fact that, you know, a lot of people just see the Falcons as a team without a franchise quarterback. They saw Matt Ryan was gone. They saw Julio Jones was out of here. And, you know, they take it from that perspective. And, it probably does look like the worst team in the NFL. But with Arthur Smith's coaching ability and with what Terry Fontenot has been able to do these last couple of drafts, I can honestly say I haven't been too surprised with what I've seen. There's been a couple of games where, they've reverted back to some, bad performances. Carolina obviously probably was the worst one of the season. But then you have games like the San Francisco game, where that was probably the best performance of the season, and you see how well San Francisco is doing right now. So it gives you some optimism for how the outlook of this for the rest of the season, really. I mean, they've got kind of a weak schedule. Right now, the Commanders is a very winnable game. Then after that, you've got teams like you got to play the Saints again. The Saints haven't really been looking too threatening this season. So there's a lot of winnable games on the rest of this roster. I think the Falcons have one of the easier remaining schedules in the NFL, and it's something that they can't, let go if they want to make potentially a playoff push, because the NFC is wide open right now, especially the NFC South. It looks like the Buccaneers may be turning a corner right now, but they're only half a game out. So I don't think anyone expected that midway through the season. So all that being said, I think you can't help but be pleased with where this team is at, especially given the salary cap situation.
Folks, spending time on the waitforit.com hotline this morning. We're spending some time with Miles Garrett. Great to have him back with us here with Sam and Greg. And he is social. You can find him on Twitter at MilesGarrettTV, at MilesGarrettTV. Now, you talk about the NFC and how wide open it is, Miles. You make it sound so easy. It's easier said than done when you look at the records throughout this conference. It's there for a whole lot of teams. And this team just took a hit with Kyle Pitts Thoughts about the fact that this team has had to adapt so much to that because the depth is pretty shallow as far as a quality with this team.
Yeah, for sure. It is. That's been one of the issues for this team. I think you've seen it, especially in the secondary when A.J. Terrell and Casey Hayward, guys like that, went down early in the season. You kind of saw an area where that was supposed to be a strength for this team sort of get exposed a little bit early on, especially in, I believe it was the Bengals game where you first saw that exposure sort of happen. But yeah, in regards to Kyle Pitts, you do hate to see it. I know a lot of Falcons fans are frustrated with the amount of times that he has or has not, rather, gotten the ball this year compared to what he did his rookie season. But he has made a big impact in regards to blocking. So they're going to miss that. They're going to miss the pressure that he takes off some of the other wide receivers in the passing plays. He does get double teamed quite a bit for obvious reasons. So they're going to miss that. But I will say guys like Michael Pruitt, Parker Hesse, especially Michael Pruitt, he's made a pretty good impact this season at the tight end position. And Arthur Smith has done well at getting the most out of some of these guys who, you know, otherwise you wouldn't really hear of. Guys, you know, Michael Pruitt is a prime example of that. And, you know, he was able to score in the 49ers game. He's able to make some pretty tough catches, contested catches here and there. Parker Hesse had a pretty good preseason himself. Again, this team is going to run first. I think that's fairly obvious. It's not like that Kyle Pitts is going to be gone. They're going to suddenly start running the football. That's been their bread and butter all season. But I don't think it'll be as big of an impact as a lot of people seem to assume it might be. I mean, this is a team that hardly ever passes as is. You think the games they win, Marcus Mariota sometimes passes 15 times tops. And even then it seems like a lot for a lot of Falcons fans. But it is something they're going to have to overcome, especially the loss of Taquan Graham on the defensive line. I think that arguably could be a bigger loss than Kyle Pitts just because of the defensive line depth. Abdullah Anderson has stepped up a good bit on that line, but hey, Grady Jarrett can't do it all by himself. We've seen it the last couple of years, so they're definitely going to miss TQ on that line.
Absolutely, absolutely. I was talking some more about the defense, Miles, and the fact that they came up with some stops when you needed them last week, because a lot of people were thinking, going into the Bears game, we got two teams that don't defend very well. We're going to have a track meet breakout here. And sure enough, there in the second half, the Falcons' defense was able to put a squeeze on Justin Fields, was able to get a win. What does that mean for this team to have that type of defensive effort? And now you're going to go up against this Washington team this week.
Yeah, it's huge, especially given how Justin Fields was performing the last month. He was arguably the best quarterback in the NFL for the last 2 weeks before coming to Atlanta, just with his rushing yards. I mean, the guy is at fifth in the NFL in rushing right now. And the Falcons, for the most part, were able to keep him in check. They certainly let him have his moments where he was passing and navigating outside the pocket. There was actually one play where we were counting how long he was navigating, and I think it was about 10 seconds he was able to navigate in the pocket and find a receiver. But all that given, I mean, the Falcons defense held him in check and did what they had to do to win the game. And you're right, Taylor Heinicke is sort of similar as far as styles to Justin Fields. Not nearly as good, of course, but you saw what he did last year to the Falcons, and the Falcons gave him too much time to throw and kind of navigate around the pocket. He had a career game against the Falcons. I do expect this time to be a little bit different. I do think the Falcons are a better team this year than they were last year, even though I think the Commanders are a better team as well. Their offense, I don't think, is too scary compared to some of the other offenses the Falcons have faced this season. I mean, I think the Bears were definitely a more threatening rushing team when you look at it on paper, and especially when you see the talent with Justin Fields and the guys in the backfield that they had. Taylor Heinicke obviously can make a lot of plays back there, and their running game isn't a joke, but I do expect them to keep them in check. I think if you make Taylor Heinicke beat you and force him to go into that passing game, the Falcons will have success. But like the Falcons, if their primary attack is running and they do it very well, then I think they'll have issues defending the Commanders.
This is Miles Garrett, Fox 5, and also one of the stars of Fantasy Football, which premieres on Friday night, along with me, on Nickelodeon. You know, you mentioned Taylor Heinicke and what he's doing. But as a sports fan, just, you know, we're sitting around and we're just talking right now. And I ask you, what is to become of Carson Wentz? And where he was to where he is right now?
Yeah, no, it's a good question, and it's really hard to assess. I mean, it's honestly a million-dollar question when it comes to Carson Wentz, because He has moments when he's in. It's just at this point, you can't rely on him to be in just because of his injury history. He started out, relatively decent. I mean, he wasn't really blowing anybody away. And, you had Ron Rivera's comments on him as well, which were kind of testy, I thought, a little bit, when he was saying that the quarterback position sort of holding them back at that point when he made that. But, Taylor, in regards to Taylor Heinicke, he's a really feisty guy. He's kind of fun to watch. He's a local kid, Collins Hill High School. So easy to root for sure. But in regards to Carson, it is kind of sad to see his career sort of tail off because, that 2017 season when the Eagles went to the Super Bowl, I'd argue he was one of the primary reasons why. He doesn't get hurt at the end of that season. He probably wins MVP the year after Matt Ryan gets it. So, injuries get the best of everybody. We've seen what it can do to great players. At quarterback position, you see what it did to RG3. Carson Wentz obviously had a very similar injury. And sometimes these guys just never quite get it back. So Carson, he's had two stints now with two different teams to ideally prove himself and get back to a long-term starter role in the NFL. And I think you can argue that he hasn't really done that in the last two seasons with the Colts and the Commanders.
How are you spending the day today, man?
Oh, I'm spending it with my dad and my grandparents. It's going to be a good day. My mom and sister are actually across the world right now in India at the moment with some family over there. So me and my dad, we're going to sit back, watch some football with the grandparents over here in Alpharetta.
So wait. So both your grandparents are there. So your grandmother is there with three men who are going to be sitting there in front of the TV. And hopefully you're not making her cook.
Oof. Well,
see, that's what they do.
Put me in a tough spot here, Greg.
You make it your grandmother cook, man. Come on.
My dad is cooking a good bit. I'm kind of here to watch the football. You don't want me to cook. I might make some mac and cheese or something. But my dad is he's making a good. I think a few pies right now. I think he's making some casseroles. I went over last night. The house did smell pretty good.
All right.
Nice.
All right. Listen.
What are you guys doing?
Well, I'm going to be watching football. I'm not going to be eating as much as Mr. Crenshaw. He's going on a couple of people's houses and getting plates. That's what it looks like. That's what it sounds like to me. Sam going to stop by a few folks. But, hey, listen, man. First of all, let's tell everybody we know about our movie Friday night, tomorrow night. It premieres. And this is where I met you. So, again, it was kismet, right? I met the guy on set, and now he's a contributor to the show.
How about that?
Miles, listen. We got to get you booked in a lot more productions. Make sure that thing is up on IMDb, Tomorrow Night Fantasy Football, Nickelodeon. But Miles Garrett, enjoy the rest of your day. You can check him out on Fox 5 Sports. And happy Thanksgiving, buddy.
Happy Thanksgiving to you guys. Hope you guys have a great time with family and a great weekend as well.
There you go. That's all Miles right. Garrett, Fox 5. We're going to wrap things up. And, hey, we're not talking to a couple guys with fantasies. We're going to talk to a couple dopey millennials here in a little bit. It is Sam and Greg. On this Thanksgiving morning, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
Look! I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs, coleslaw. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rat.
You name it!
Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs, coleslaw. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb, ribs, coleslaw. Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, chicken, turkeys, rat.
You name it! Beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes. It's 6 a.m. this morning. Glad you're with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Huh? That's exhausting.
Yeah,
I'm getting tired if I had to like.
But she's running
sing
it.
That.
She's running it down, man.
Yes, no, she doesn't. Miss Caesar. Miss Caesar got my respect.
Yeah.
I got something I'm working on here. You got to bring your buddy back here and say good morning and all that stuff. I'm doing something here.
Okay. We'll do that.
You gonna do that?
We'll do that.
Like good morning and say the call letters and all that stuff.
Good morning, and everybody's with us. It's cloudy outside, but still it's Thanksgiving Day. Thank you for sharing some of your Thanksgiving morning with us here on Sports Radio 99 The Game and 99TheGame.com. Of course, we're getting you set for football is coming up later today. Of course, we got Hawks will be back on tomorrow. We're finding out that, our high school scoreboard show, we're going to do a preview version tomorrow because we got a Hawks game that's coming up tomorrow evening. It's going to start at 8, so we will start at 5. Chris Parker's going to join me here at 5. We'll be from 5 until 7:30, walk you up until the kickoff of the games tomorrow to the quarterfinal round. If you missed early in that show, earlier at 6:40, Coach Tony Slayton from Mays High School joined us and to talk about the team practicing on Thanksgiving Day and how that's something that, you know, you got certain schools, it's like an annual thing because they're always playing, you know, and so they always expect to do it. They plan on it. It's been in place for a while. The boosters know what to bring, the parents, you know, but some don't always get to do this. So, you know, school has been closed, so they had to practice in the mornings this week. Folks still had to have a meal.
You know, 6:45 this morning.
You know
morning.
What I mean? You know, we got our man hitting us back here on Twitter saying, "You name it, greens, beans." Shout out, man! Thanks for joining us. It's always great, Reese.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9 The Game.com. I got a problem here, and I'm trying to work it out while we're doing the show here. But I feel for Miles, who was just on with us, and Miles has been denied. Denied, and I can't think of two people I've ever met that's been denied a spot on IMDb's page to giving you credit for being in a production, TV show, movie. You probably got credit for that commercial you did. He can't get on there. There's a reason for it, and I'm sorry about that. But, you know, he was fortunate to get in the movie. He knew somebody, but he doesn't have a full-blown agent, and so then now they're denying him a credit. He gonna get PR. He got paid and all that stuff, but still.
Yeah. If you're going to do something, you want everything. You're entitled
to. Well, if you want to tell your family and all that to go look in IMDb, I'm on there. Everybody else with the movie's on there. But Miles Garrett is not. So every opportunity I'm going to get to let folks know he's in that, I'm going to. And want to thank him for being a part of the show here. Sam and I are going to be back tomorrow. And speaking of local sports reporters who join us regularly, it's been a minute since we had Miles. Tomorrow, Maria Martin.
Yeah.
Maria will be back. And we will be talking to, what's her dog's name?
What's her dog?
He'll come to me in a second. Well, I'm sure we will be talking about how she is spending this Thanksgiving. I know she got family in town, but her dog is Dexter.
Okay.
Yeah. She'll be talking about, like I talk about Jesse, that's Dexter's mama. We are also going to have tomorrow on the show, let me turn my page here. I know it was going to be paperwork, from PT Solutions, Dr. Dale Yake.
Okay.
Many injuries in the world of sports. Going to get his thoughts on the recovery time for some of those and just letting him spread his sports wings. He loves doing that. But earlier in the show, we're going to talk to a guy who we normally have on before other holidays. Father's Day, Mother's Day, things that you'd be purchasing gifts for. Christmas, obviously. But he's going to make a special appearance tomorrow as we get ready to start the Christmas shopping season. And that's Rick Limpert.
Yep.
So he'll be joining us in the 6 o'clock hour.
We'll have some Black Friday ideas for you.
And our own Spencer Smith.
Yeah.
We talked about jobs in the film industry before. Well, he'll be on talking about those of you who want to take a dip into the world of refereeing.
Yep, officiating.
And being an official.
Yeah.
Which our producer is already in.
Yeah, there's one right here, too.
Oh, a dopey millennial. I have a hard time saying that. These guys came up with their own name.
Yeah,
They're going to be coming on here next. Is it time for me to get rid of that insignificant stuff, Derek? I haven't heard the sounder. But if you want to do it now.
You still got a little time before.
Oh, we do? Okay, well, what haven't we? I know there's something left on the table. It's like our Thanksgiving Day plate. There's something we haven't spent as much time eating. Some folks, it'll be that string bean casserole. They just got to leave it over.
Ooh, the bean casserole.
You know what it was for me? I don't know why. And this is probably my grandmother, Brussels sprouts. But they did
Brussels sprouts.
You can keep all the Brussels sprouts.
Man, you can do them things up so many different ways now.
Yeah, well, I only had them the one way until I was probably late teens. And then I decided, but early on, there wasn't no bacon crushed in it. There was none of that fun stuff. It was Brussels sprouts.
Yeah.
And it was a punishment when I had to eat them.
The Brussels sprouts are happening.
I don't want no Brussels sprouts. So, anyway, there's something that we have not gotten to, and I don't know. Why I'm asking you.
Okay.
We do a two-man show here, so I thought that there'd be something that you hadn't, Oh, man. All right, well, let me go down some of this stuff here that happened on this day, because Sam and I...
As the show winds down, it's time for us to cover some of the things we haven't yet, as we flush out some of the small stories we may have missed. With Sam and Greg.
All right, well, we're going to have two guys join us here, and they will be coming on next. just the dopey millennials as a part of this little back and forth here, because I still can't remember what it was we were going to talk about. But I know I was going to ask you this, Sam. Do you know the name Earl Williams? Earl Williams.
Okay.
Baseball name.
Baseball name here in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know that name, and I should know that name.
Was rookie of the year. Was outstanding catcher with the Braves.
We never mentioned him. He should be mentioned.
His career is fairly short here. But pretty short.
He was named Rookie of the Year on this day.
Okay, yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. I thought Rafael Furcal was the last Rookie of the Year.
Big dude. He could knock it out of sight, man.
He also played infield, too.
Yeah.
You know that today was the day of the first Air Force One? It was christened on this day.
What was it?
I don't know. I would imagine it was some sort of...
Was it 747?
Well, they'd have 747s in 1954.
No, it would not.
They'd probably DC-8.
I thought you guys were talking about the sneaker. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, there's the difference between us and millennials.
There we go.
We're talking about an actual airplane. They're talking about shoes.
They're about a shoe. It's probably some conveyor or something.
If I mention the name Dan Cooper, does that mean anything to you? Dan Cooper, infamous name in American history, otherwise known as DB.
Oh, okay.
D.B. Cooper, you guys know the name D.B. Cooper? They never found him.
This is
a guy. Not an idea.
I love Cooper.
He actually is almost kind of like a joke because, you know, you want to say somebody who's not real smart, they pick somebody's pocket on an airplane and make a run for it. This guy actually did. This guy actually did that. He hijacked the plane, robbed everybody, got $200,000, and jumped out of the plane and was never seen again. And they made a movie about him.
I have heard about this story.
Yeah, I have heard about it.
I did hear about that.
Joe Morgan got his second straight MVP on this day back in 76.
Okay.
Venus, the actual planet, was discovered on this day back in the 1600s.
I know we're one day late, but on this day in 2013, the Georgia Southern Eagles went down to the swamp and took down the mighty Florida Gators without completing a pass.
Yeah, I remember that.
This is great.
If you know, you know.
I say this because
they paid him $500,000 to do it, too.
And did what?
They paid him $500,000 to do that. Remember
that?
I wonder where that money went.
Went to the gator that we ate on campus all week.
Listen to him now.
He's on a roll.
Sam Crenshaw knows I like to talk a little smack every now and then.
That's okay. We missed
any chance I get.
Garrett was ours. You know, he was our producer for a minute there, so we know that about him.
You remember.
I pay this homage to my mother. This was her favorite football player. Today he was named the 36th Heisman Trophy winner, Jim Plunkett. Was my mother's favorite player. Birthday is today. If you guys had to guess, the 12th president. Don't worry, we wouldn't get it either. The 12th president of the United States. Pardon?
James Buchanan?
No. Not a bad guess.
Millard Fillmore.
No.
I don't remember.
Just throwing them out.
Start it with the last letter of the alphabet.
Oh, Zachary.
There you go.
Oh.
Taylor, because you forgot his last name. It's his birthday today. Lucky Luciano. Charles Lucky Luciano. You know who that is? The guy responsible, allegedly, was the mastermind with him and Meyer Lansky behind putting together the five families in New York, the mob families. They brought everything together, and Lucky Luciano was the guy behind it. Also, who's the one who gave Bugsy Siegel the money to start Las Vegas? William F. Buckley, we talked about Oscar Robertson celebrating a birthday today. Paul Tagliabue celebrating a birthday today. A guy whose birthday is 81 today. If he continued at his job, we would never know who Ringo Starr is. Pete Best, the original drummer of those four guys.
Yeah.
Dave Bing, Ted Bundy also on this day. And that's pretty much it. This is one of those days on the 24th day of November, not a lot of stuff happening. It just wasn't, man. This wasn't always Thanksgiving. It was just another day in November. You guys, we talked earlier about what you wanted to talk about as we crossed over. You're just like dopey millennials, or is it two dopey millennials?
Just dopey millennials.
Which one of you two came up with that, or was it collective?
It was a collective.
Well, I was about to say, so you must not know, like, that's a John Chuckery special.
Yeah, it is.
That was when I showed up at the radio station here 3-4 years ago. Immediately, first meeting John Chuckery was, I got to work with another dopey millennial kind of thing, and it just stuck around as kind of I think obviously John meant it to as an eye roll type thing, and we leaned into it.
Yeah,
well, sure, we'll hold that name.
So I know that he gets on you guys when you play music, like you guys don't understand the music like he understands.
Sure,
music.
Yeah,
that's one of the things.
He throws that in. I've heard that.
Yeah, the Brown Liquor Music Hour that he does in the final segment. He's got to feed me a little bit every now and then. I can hold my own decently. Not really John Chucker standards, but I do my best.
What do you guys, without giving too much away, got coming up?
A little bit of everything. Like, we want to get into, obviously, what happened last night with the Hawks. You know, this year, this season, I've been able to follow them really closely, getting to report on them. Going to get into some Hawks talk, and obviously the rumors going around. Why are there trade rumors happening in November? We're going to explain that to everybody, because I think some people are really buying into what's happening right now with the names floating around. And then, of course, get into some Falcons and college football, because we got some really exciting matchups in college football this weekend. And then a snooze fest up in Athens.
Okay. It's like a Thanksgiving spread, you know, a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
A potpourri.
A potpourri.
A potpourri.
No, there we go.
There you go.
We played that $3 word right there. I love it.
I was looking on this list here. As we played that Charles Schulz earlier, getting ready for Christmas music. You guys are ready for that, hopefully. He's on this list again. The top dead celebrities. Richest dead celebrities. He made $25 million last year. $25 million last year. Michael Jackson perennially has been the head of that list. But you know, and I say this with all seriousness, you know who was on this list, and I wondered if he was going to show up at number two? Kobe Bryant.
Yeah.
Kobe made $400 million last year, according to Forbes magazine.
He had a lot of business ventures by right around the end of his life.
I think that because, and also
like Body Armor, I think, was one of them. Like the sports drink. He was he had the movie that he had, the short film. That I'm sure he's still getting I don't know if he'd still be getting royalties out of that, would he?
I would think so. And a lot of people gobbled with the pandemic. A lot of people inside shopping, buying a lot of his stuff.
Sure.
So, yeah. He passed Michael Jackson.
How about that?
You know, he's up there. I mean, David Bowie and Elvis, but Kobe Bryant, $400 million.
A lot of that
year.
We had no idea he was doing. I was one of those people who wondered, what is he going to do when he's not playing basketball anymore?
He's a great businessman.
And he had all that stuff all set up and was coming along. So it was amazing.
Mr. Crenshaw and I are going to be back tomorrow.
Yep.
We'll be with you from 6 until 10, a full 4-hour show. Eric Slaughter, thank you for everything today. He's all right there? Okay.
Yeah,
making sure. We got a couple dopey millennials coming here next. Everybody, have a wonderful Thanksgiving. And again, thank you for letting us be a part of it. And I believe we're out, right? I didn't hear no music, so I just wasn't sure if I was still talking or you killed my mic.
Y'all talked all through the music.
Okay. Well, you know, you could have put another song on. It wouldn't have been all right with us. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.